This is NLR 206 Threat Journal, Homeland Security Weekly Update for Saturday, March 30th, 2024. This week in security news, on 7 occasions this week, Alert USA subscribers were notified via SMS messages to their mobile devices regarding a variety of safety and security matters. Beginning last Sunday, subscribers were informed that the government of France had raised their national threat posture, known as the Vigipirat, to its highest level of readiness following last week's Moscow concert attack, which killed 143, with 80 hospitalized and more than 100 still missing. According to Prime Minister Gabriel Attal, quote, "Given the Islamic State's claim of responsibility for the attack and the threats weighing on our country, we have decided to raise the Vigipirat posture to its highest level, which is labeled attack emergency." Listeners are reminded that in the last decade alone, France has been targeted more than 24 times by Islamic jihadists, to include the January 2015 Charlie Hebdo attack, the August 2015 Thalys train attack, the November 2015 Paris attacks, which involved 3 separate suicide bombings, and an attack on the Bataclan Theater, which killed 90, the 2016 Nice Promenade truck ramming, which killed 86 and wounded more than 400, the 2018 Strasbourg Christmas Market attack, as well as numerous public beheadings, mass stabbings, and shooting incidents. France clearly has a reason to be concerned. On Monday, subscribers were informed of a new multilingual threat issued by the Islamic State promising more attacks in Russia, following the release of video showing the beating and electric shock torture of suspects from the earlier Moscow attack. The threat was published in the form of large online posters written in Russian, English, Uzbek, Tajik, Turkish, Pashto, and Persian. Later on Monday, Alert USA subscribers were also notified of a new security alert issued by the U.S. Embassy in Paris, urging Americans in-country to maintain a high level of vigilance and a low profile. Quoting from the embassy message, "French authorities actively monitor terrorist threats from organized groups and radicalized individuals. Attacks may happen with little or no warning, targeting tourist locations, major sporting and cultural events, and public areas that attract large numbers of civilians. Visitors to congested and popular tourist sites should be particularly attentive to their surroundings." On Thursday, Alert USA subscribers were notified of a new security alert issued by the U.S. Embassy in Stockholm, Sweden, warning U.S. citizens to exercise caution when attending large events or frequenting public venues and to maintain a high level of vigilance and a low profile. According to this embassy message, the heightened threat environment is due in part to a series of Quran burnings in 2023, which both the Islamic State and Al-Qaeda have said they will avenge, and is compounded by tensions tied to the Israel-Hamas conflict. Then on Thursday, Alert USA subscribers were notified of the release of a new audio message from the main spokesman for the Islamic State, Abu Hudaifa al-Ansari, calling on lone wolves worldwide to carry out attacks targeting Christians and Jews, and especially those in the U.S., Europe, and Israel, during the holy month of Ramadan, which runs until April 9th. Al-Ansari also praised the Islamic State Khorasan group, known as ISIS-K, for their attack on the Crocus City Hall in Moscow, referring to it as a bloody attack on a large crowd of Christians. The statement was released to commemorate the 10th anniversary of the Caliphate Declaration in Syria and Iraq by its then-leader, Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi. In travel security news, in addition to the embassy security alerts and threat posture changes mentioned earlier, listeners are also reminded that a U.S. State Department worldwide caution is in effect, warning of the potential for terrorist attacks, demonstrations, or other violent actions against U.S. citizens and interests globally. The State Department is urging U.S. citizens who are outside of the country to exercise increased caution, particularly in locations frequented by tourists, and to get registered with the U.S. Embassy or consulate in the country you are in or planning to visit. This is as simple as jumping over to the Smart Traveler Enrollment Program website at step.state.gov. In addition to U.S. government travel guidance, it is also highly useful to visit the equivalent websites of the Canadian, Australian, and UK governments to see what those nations have to say about your destination, as the content of security assessments can and do vary widely. Links to those foreign government sites can be found in the weekly Threat Journal email newsletter. If you are not a Threat Journal subscriber, simply visit threatjournal.com to sign up. The weekly publication is free, and a copy of this week's issue will be immediately sent to you via email. New subscribers also receive a powerful report titled Deadly Verses, 164 passages about jihad from the Quran. If you want to understand what drives the barbarism unleashed by Hamas in their October 7th attack on Israel, not to mention that which the world experienced over multiple years with both the Islamic State and Al-Qaeda, This report will provide some answers. The document also includes a primer on Islam, as well as clear explanations of their trilogy of holy books and Sharia law, a side-by-side comparison with Christianity on key religious doctrines, and much more. Arm yourself with knowledge. Visit threatjournal.com, sign up for the newsletter, and download your copy of the report. If you would like to receive Homeland Security-related threat and incident alerts on your mobile device, such as those mentioned in this podcast, visit alertsusa.com. Alerts USA continues to monitor the overall domestic and international threat environment and will immediately notify service subscribers via SMS messages and email of breaking incidents of national significance, as well as any new alerts, warnings, or advisories impacting the overall threat picture for American citizens as events warrant. This has been an Alerts USA Threat Journal, Homeland Security Weekly Update for Saturday, March 30th, 2024.